בבקשה. שרצון חם. היי היי. I got to do my job. Okay, we're holding on Daf Pei Hei today, which is a perfect daf for the Haggadah, which is all about Piyach Hirot, talking, and Sipur. Today's the day. Pesach. Somebody dropped a pair of spectacles. Okay, we're up to one third of the way down. We were talking yesterday about the question of whether an aver that has boser b'makom echad, but not on the area that you cut, whether that's considered to be a iser in the shiras etzim or not. It was a machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We were looking to bring a raya. And today, once again, we bring a raya one third of the way down. Meitzvei, Eiver sheyatza miktzato chotech ad makom shemagia laetzim. As we saw earlier, if we have a particular, say, a leg, part of the leg goes outside of the chonat Yerushalayim, the din is that any meat that was outside is considered to be basar basadet trefa. What do you do with the rest of the meat? The rest of the meat is edible. So it says there, the Mishnah, that you cut up until the bone, achamagia la'etzen, you throw away that meat, and then you're koleif the meat that's kosher, achamagia la'perika, that of course is eaten, and then chotet, then the rest of it is cut, because when you get to the perik over there, you have ligaments that connect the two bones, but you're allowed to cut through the ligaments. So you cut through the ligaments, and now you can throw away the bone, assuming that there's no marrow in it. If there's marrow in it, then it'll have it in the military, you'll have to burn it. But in any event, according to you, who says that there's no iser of shvirata etzem, as we had yesterday, Reish Lakish Shita, so then why do we have to do things this way? We should be able to cut the bone itself, because there's no basar kasher, there's only basar trefa on the area of the bone that went outside. You'll say, what about the other side? But the other side is b'mokom acher. The shlokesh shita is that you're allowed to cut the bone if it's in an area in which there was no basar that was edible. And this is the question that Rabbi Yochanan now asks. According to you, if you hold that eiver shein alav kizayit basar b'mokom zeh, v'yesh kizayit basar b'mokom acher, in bo mishvum shvirat ha'etzem, why do we need to peel off the kosher meat that was still inside of the choma until you get to the connection of the two bones and then cut through the ligaments? All we have to do is niklov beipurta, separate an area, a little bit of an area of the meat that was kosher, and then cut the nitpre, cut through the bone along the area where there was only the trefa meat, and then everything would be kosher. Abaye amar mishum pek. Abaye says the problem isn't that it would be usur. The problem is that oftentimes when you cut through a bone like that, you'll crack the bone somewhere else, and in doing so, you will be over. So it's exerut rabbanu. We don't want you breaking through a bone even b'makom that it's mutter, because of the possible impact on the makom that it's asur. Ravina amar b'kulit. Ravina says it's talking about the etzem akulit. We already saw the etzem akulit has marrow, and in the area where there's marrow, so then it's usur to cut the bone because of the marrow that's inside, because there you have kosher Pesach inside of the bone.
More than
the kizayit, yes. Tznanatam, apigo v'anotar metanim et hayadayim. We'll see in the Mishnah upcoming that pigol and notar is metame the hands, and there's a machlokas of v'nerev chista, chadamar b'pnei chashdei kuna, v'chadamar b'pnei atzlei kuna. Now, it looked like a machloket, according to which one was saying the reason we were gozer tumah, obviously midoraita there's no tumah. One says we're gozer tumah because we're afraid kohanim will not work quickly enough, and therefore it's their fault. And the other says we're afraid that they'll do it on purpose. They'll passel the korban for someone they don't like. But obviously that's not really a machloket. One of them was referring to pigel, mar matnea pigel. When it comes to pigel, there we have a problem only of passeling a korban for somebody. And so you'll say, whoops, sorry about that. What can you do? Another few thousand dollars down the drain. And the other man, the owner, was talking about notar, man, the matnea, notar was referring to atzalei kuhuna. There's also a machloket between them, and this is indeed a machloket, in, according to which mar matnea kizayet, or mar matnea kibitza. What is the shiur of the tum'ah? According to one man, the owner, it's a kizayet of notar or pigul. According to the other, it's kibitza. Man, the matnea kizayet, the basis of the tum'ah is ki isuro. Just like the isur achila of pigul or notar is a kizayet, so the gezerat tum'ah min rabbanan is built around the isur of achila. Whereas man, the matnea kibitza ketumato. The man the Amr who says the shir is kibetza, says normal shiur of tumat ochlin is kibetza, and therefore this is not yotzei migader tumat ochlin. Iboilo. Okay, so we don't have yet any kind of raya, either to Reish Lakish or to Rabbi Yochanan, about the question of ever sheyesh lo kizayet basar b'makom echad, ve'en lo kizayet b'makom echad. The next question that we raise is, you've spoken about the din of pigol and notar. How about the din of yotzei? Gazru rabanan tuma olo. Mi amri in a notar the gazu tuma dati liyatsulei be avu yotzei afuka biyadayim lo mafke le biyadayim, and therefore logos of the rabbanim tuma odum aloshna. Do we view the gzeirat tuma on notar and pigol as a general gzeirat tuma on psulim that occur to the korban afterwards, or is it specifically because of atzlei kuna or chashtei kuna, as we said, and therefore when it comes to yotzei there's no reason to make a gzeirat because there's no kohen that's going to be going and taking the carbon out of the Beit HaMikdash. It's not something that matzui that we should go ahead and be gozer on. On the other hand, it may be that there's just a general klal of tuma on psulim that are caused afterwards. Tashma. Let's say if we could bring a raya from the previous sugya. Eva shiatsa miksato. Chotech ad shemagia la'etzem v'kolev ad shemagia l'perek v'chotech. So we said we peel off the kosher meat until we get to the joint, cut through the ligament and take away the bone. The problem is, iyam ad gazu be'rabanan tuma. If you're going to tell me that in that case, which is the case of yotzei, that the rabbanu goes to tuma on the area that had been yotzei, what good is cutting it? Chotech le'mahav. Okay, metamele, he's going to be metame the boss of Kodesh from the piece that was yotzei. So the whole thing would now be tummy. You're not going to be able to eat it anyway, so what's the point of being kolefit? Answers the Gemara, tumat starim hi, v'tumat starim lo metamya. Remember that the point of contact is not open, by definition, it wouldn't be contact, one piece of meat. So that's called tumat beta starim. We learn how tumat from yadayim. Yadav lo shutaf. Ma yadav begalui. Avkol tumat begalui. Since over here the point of contact is mustar, it's not going to be metame one piece to the other. Asks the Gemara, but what about according to Ravina? Ravina holds chiburei ochlim lav chiburu command mifrati dami ma'ikalameima. As we've had before, according to Ravina, things that are meant to be bit through anyway are not considered to be a chibur. It's command mifrati. It's as if it's already been broken up, and therefore it's not considered to be peitas tarim. So if you hold that there was tuma that was nigzar on yotzei, what would be the point over here of cutting off the kosher meat? There is no kosher meat because all of the meat now is tameh because of the makom maga, which is according to Ravina, not makom starim. Hakanaga ba'adari, the kometamis. According to him, the whole thing would be tamim. Well, is that a raya according to Ravina? Not necessarily. Because we could say, lamandamati kezayat alet be kezayat, lamandamati kebetz alet be kebetz. I mean, maybe referring specifically to a case in which the meat that was tame did not have a kezayat, did not have a kebetz. So there wasn't enough to be matame, the rest of the meat. But maybe ain't dinami, if it would have been a large aver, maybe there would have been nothing to do. Be no point of being kolef the basar that's kasher. Toshma hamotzi basar pesach, mechabura lechabura. Let's take a look from the following. It says, if you carry the meat of your carbon pesach into a different chabura, remember that you're not allowed to eat a carbon pesach in a place other than where you began. Even though you're going to be over on Lo ya'achel ki kodesh heim, because there's an isra any time that you pass on kodesh to eat it. Nonetheless, tahor. So apparently, my lav tahor v'asur. The yotzi b'chabur l'chabur ki yotzi kutsu l'b'chitzatot dami. Apparently, we're making an assumption. This is an amazing assumption that a chabura is considered to be a mokom of a mechitza for a particular carbon beta. Going out of that chabura removes it into a new mechitza. And therefore, it's a standard yotze, possibly yotze. Nonetheless, over here it says it's tahor. So it's mitzal v'afilu hachi katani tahor. Alma lo gazera banan tuma. So you see from here that there's no gzerat tuma on yotze, because this is only a particular case of yotze. Says the Gemara, no, it may be tahor and it's even mutar mitam yotze. The yotze mi chabura v'chabura lav ki yotze chutzul b'chitzato dami v'lo mitzal. It may well be that there's no psul of yotze where there's no physical mechitza. So it wasn't yotze chutz l'chomat Yerushalayim. It was yotze only from its makom chabura. Maybe that's not considered to be basar b'sadeh treif like other yotz. Where you sat down and ate. Even in the same house. No. The area where you are. We'll see, we'll see. We're going to get to that later on. It wouldn't have a dinner yotz according to this. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? If you eat it, you're going to be over in a lav. What lav is that? So there doesn't seem to be anything to do because it says you're going to be over. What does that mean? What could that mean? So what we could say is that if you hold that there is a kibetz, a shiur for tuma, there may be a kizayit of the shiur of achilah, and areza ta'or, there's not a kibetz to be metame. But if you hold that the shiur of the tuma is kibetz, is kizayit also, then at the moment that you're going to be over on the yotze, then the shiur should also be metame. And it appears that this is yotze, so ma'ikil ameimah. You're right. The truth is, we never had a doubt that yotze b'pesach is definitely not metame. Yotze b'pesach. The logos are abundant tuma. There's definitely no gzeirot made of tuma on a carbon pesach for a very special reason. My time of bnei chabura zrizine umizar zehiribe. People are wild over the dinim of pesach, as you may have noticed in your home. And therefore, when it comes to carbon pesach, it ain't going to happen. They're going to make a gzeira on zrizim. Everybody is heavily involved in making that pesach. There's not going to be any way that somebody, that's all they need, is to start tiptoeing towards the choma. Oh my God. Our question was only what's the din of other kachim where there may be a makam to make a gzera. Did we make a blanket gzera not take? Indeed, we have no proof about that at all. Now, getting back to motzi basar pesach b'kabura l'kabura, where now we're assuming that indeed that's considered to be real yotze minai. How do we know that isur? The Tanya, lo totzi min habayit min habasar chutza. Now what does that mean? The Torah was saying over there in Mitzrayim, "Babayit echad yachel, and lo totzi min habayit min habasar chutza." So apparently there's an actual mechitza for a carbon pesach. Can't take it out of your own home. Now you might think that means ein li'ela mibayit lebayit. You might think that's only where there's walls. Real mechitza. Can't take it out of one home, go into another one. But then why would it have had to say chutza? Could have said don't take it out min habayit. What's the chutza? So obviously, Talmud omar chutza, chutz la'achilato, any place other than where it was actually eaten. Amar Rabbi Ami, hamotzi b'sar pesach mechabura lechabura. This is amazing. Ein ol chayav. You have to do Akira and Hanacha, just like by Shabbat. Because Hotza Aktiv Beik, Shabbat. Just like by Shabbat, it says Al Yetze Yish B'Mekomo, which we're Dorish Al Yotze Yish B'Mekomo. So when it says Lo Totzi Min Habayit, the definition of Totzi is not to carry in and out, it's to technically change the spatial coordinates of something. In order to technically change the spatial coordinates, it had to be set within space A and then set within space B. But to remove something, to move something around where it isn't set in space, is not what's up. We had all the Sechta too about that.
Is this connected to the Sechta?
Yes. Shabbat and Pesach, of course. Bimokrata Shabbat. Forget about the Sechta. Pesach is called Shabbat. So just like we have a halakha by Shabbat, that there's a din of Hotza'ah that is defined as requiring a kirav hanacha, so too by the korban pesach enochayav achianiach ma Shabbat David akirav hanacha afachinami. So too by korban pesach adi avad akirav hanacha. Mati Rav Abba Bar Mama. Rav Abba Bar Mama has a problem with this because it says in the Mishnah, how you serve limotan bimotot, when they were carrying out Purim and Nisrafim, let's say the parvasar of Yom Kippurim, for instance, okay, you have to take it out, Utsbi Shalosh Machanot, you have to burn it. They're carrying it out on motot. Some of the animal is close to the ground, some of the animal's up there on the shoulder height, and they're carrying, and halach is the moment that it's yotze outside the first pizza, it becomes, everybody who's working with it becomes tame. Right? The people who carry it out, they consider to be tame. Now, it says over there a lashon as well of yotzi al michutz l'machaneh. If yotzi is defined as yotzi with akirava hanacha, then yotzi al michutz l'machaneh would have to mean you picked it up and set it down. According to which, if you're just carrying it and haven't set it down, you shouldn't have become tame yet. And yet it says over there that if it was being carried bimotot, harishonim yatzu chutzu chomata azarava acharonim lo yatzu. So you have now two people up front, two people holding up the back. The moment the first two people walk out of the chomata azara, harishonim etamin begadim. The first ones are now tame, because anyone carrying it are tame. Acharonim who didn't yet carry it out, ein metamin begadim. Problem is, nobody should be tame, because you haven't said it down. So it seems that the word yotzi, there it also says yotzi because of makane. Here it says lo tetzi min habayit, does not include hotza'a as defined in Shabbat. You don't need akira v'anacha. I explained that. Answers the Gemara. Volonach, humotiv lo umefarekla. He asked the question and he answered the question. It's talking about benigrarim, talking about that the animal was hanging down low. Could be within shloshat vachim. Within shloshat vachim, it's considered to be connected to the ground. Tosfos says even if you don't hold that, even if you hold mahalach is lavka omei dami, but if it's betok shlosha, that is definitely considered to be munach. In which case, the moment that you take it out, each moment is a new hanacha, and therefore it's now outside of the chomat hazara. Eva shiatsa miktzato. This is of course what we've been talking about all along. Chotech achabagila etzem, you cut off the meat and throw it out up until the point where you got up to the etzem, that's the yotze, whatever we do with the yotze, we're surif and so on. And the rest of the kosher meat, we're kolef achabagila perik, you cut up to the joint of the next limb. Since you can't cut the bone, chotech, you cut through the ligaments, and now you have the bone, assuming that the bone doesn't have any marrow in it, it can be thrown out. If it has marrow, then it becomes notar, and you wait till it's uber tzura, and then you burn it on the 16th. Bemugdashim, but if this were another carbon in which part of it ever was yotze, all you would do is take a butcher knife and cut seitz the kufitz. She'ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. There'd be no problem with shvirat ha'etzem. Well, why do we need to go through this whole business of cutting away and taking the meat up to the bone? There's no problem. Simply cut off the bad part and eat the rest. Now, what area is considered to be chutz? What area of a doorway is considered to be pnim? Min ha'agaf v'lifnim kilifnim, min ha'agaf v'lachutz kilachutz. There is a machloket precisely how to define agaf. But the agaf would be either the area against which a door bangs if it's opening from the outside, then the area within that place where it hits would be considered to be the inner agaf, which would be what the Mishnah is saying is considered to be kadosh, b'kedushat bifnim. If a door is, this is how some learn, if the door is opening indoors, bifnim, then the entire area that would be covered by the door, the thickness of the door inside of the doorway, is considered to be the agaf. Okay? The pashtus is that the area that is a little wider for the door to bang against, that's agafah. So that's considered to be the agaf. Anything within that area would be the agaf. Now, it says over here, mina agaf l'fim kinafim, mina agaf l'chutz kilachutz, which is a contradiction. Well, it's not necessarily a contradiction, but it leaves us in doubt about the agaf. I'm saying from point A outwards, and then from point B inwards, what happens between point A and B? What about the agaf? That we'll see in the Gemara. So, hachalonot va'ovi hachoma kilifnim. Masha'enkein, when it comes to the thickness of the wall itself, let's say you're standing on top of the wall and you're shooting. You don't have to be shooting. But you're standing on top of the wall. A good place to be. Or inside of the chalonot through which you shoot.
So, right here.
Yeah. So that area is considered to be entirely kodesh, which of course begs the question of why a doorway would be otherwise. If the choma itself has the din of the kedushat pnim, why would the doorway be any different? To be discussed. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav v'chein l'tfila. This is exactly the case when it comes to being mitztaref to a minyan. You have all of these guys standing on the doorway, ready to jump out. Can they answer Yesh Meirabah or not? Actually, it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, whether we're talking about answering or we're talking about tziruf, actual tziruf to a minyan. So the question is whether if you cannot be mitzaref to a minyan, could you nonetheless answer? That's all, that would be a machlokas how to learn the sugya. Upliga the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
Just reference to Kaddish or the
that's the question, whether we tziruf for a minyan or Kaddish or Kedusha, which is talking about answering. The Pasha is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, afilo mechitzasha barzel inam afseket ben Yisrael aviyam shabashamayim. The Pashtas that was said in terms of answering. So guys, even walking outside of the Beit HaKnesset, he hears them say Kedusha. He's able to answer Kedusha. He's able to answer Yesh Meirabah.
What does able mean?
No, see, that's the question. That's what Tosafos Tanya is. I mean, isn't that two different sugyas? But Rashi seems to say this is the equivalent of tziruf. Yeah. So, okay, but the question is whether the two halachas necessarily are connected, whether we're only talking about Aniyat, you know, Yesh Meirabah and so on. Again, this goes way beyond our...
That's to say that if he's the 10th, then they would be saved.
Yeah, correct. Right.
But yet, if they have 10 and he was outside, that's he gets credit for it.
That's the Machlokas.
But we're not going to say no agape, no door at all. So say, you know,
the Ramban.
Ramban and the room.
How is that possible?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
The Ramban and the room?
Those little rooms
have a place where you have a room.
No door and entrance.
No door. But there's no door in the room.
Even here. Steps down
to,
from Yazak to Yazak
machine,
we're
meant to stand down there. It's a different Rishudi.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sarich Iyun, but being as this is not exactly our Sugi right now, the Vechain Litzvah, I think perhaps we should continue. Now, as the Gemara, the implications of the Mishnah are contradictory. Hagufa kash. Amarta min ha'agaf lifnim kilifnim, which implies that the agaf atzmo is kilochutz. And then you said min ha'agaf lochutz v'lochutz, which is mashma ha'agaf atzmo kilifnim. Which way is it? Lokash, kan b'sha'arei Azara, kan b'sha'arei Yerushalayim. Actually, we went out of our way to define the Kedushot differently originally when we gave the Kedusha. The Yomer Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, mipnei ma lo nitkatshu sha'arei Yerushalayim, mipnei shemitzora'im meginim tachtayim b'chama b'pnei hachama, u'b'gishamim b'pnei hagishamim. The reason that we specifically did not give Kedusha to the doorways is because that whole area in the Sha'ar, where they still hang out today, except for Arabs, not Jews, but the Mitzoraim would sit in the doorway, and there people would give them tzedakahs, and not allowed to come into the city. So that area, had it been kadosh, would have to sit outside in the sun, and they'd have to hire some of those Arab kids to, you know, cut off a leg or something.
Wait, so you the know? Shar is different from the Ovi HaChomah?
Yes, exactly. The Shar is different from the Ovi HaChomah. That's the pillar. That's what we're saying. That we read it. Correct. Yeah. So we bedavka left out that area. The Omer of Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, mipnei malonit katsha sha'ar niknor. Why is it that the gate, the main gate into the Azara, also was kilachutz? Mipnei shemitzoraim omdim sham umachtisim bahunot yadam. You have no choice but to allow a mitzora up to the area where he's going to be sticking in his thumb and his toes in order to have the dam sprinkled on. But therefore, you want them to be able. You want them to be able to get up as close as possible to the pnim. Ah, you'll say, what's the difference? You could stand on the outside, and that would be the beam, and then sprinkle it on the inside. Sometimes that's not called Lifnei Hashem. Once you go out of the main area, it's Lifnei Hashem. Even if Alpi Halacha has a bit of Kedushat Pneum, but it wouldn't be a place to do the sprinkling.
Is the fact that he's standing there, Mamash, move the Pesach, the oil?
No, he's going to be putting his hand inside, literally.
Right, but that
in the Merchav.
Nonetheless.
That has nothing to do with the Lifnei Hashem. No, exactly. In fact, we need to consider about the second story. There's a second story in the Beit HaMikdash. Does it have the din of Kedushat Azara or not? How about the Gagim? How about people standing on the roof? Would they be allowed to eat Kachim Kalim over there on the roof? Or if you're in the right place, you could eat, Kachim Kadashim on the roof. Or does it have Bechlal? Does it have the Kedushas Machanot at all? Amarav Gagim Valiot Lo Nitkadash anywhere. If you're sitting in Yerushalayim, you're on a roof, you can't eat your Korban Pesach on the roof? Any, is that true? Amarav Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Kizeita Pischa Behilila Paka Igra. You should know that the number of people, since everybody was only getting a kizayit, so you had 400 people eating a Korban Pesach, and then everybody coming along singing the Hallel, and the roofs would collapse. There were so many, it sounds like that there were so many people there. Obviously, if they weren't on the roof, it'd be difficult. I mean, it's hard to believe we're talking about the fat lady, and just shattered the roof, from the Hallel.
So
Mosh, where they're eating on the roof?
They built with the bunk house system.
Actually, they were
dead while
they were screaming, just collapsed
on
from the song.
So, Pischa Velila Paka Igra, my love, the Akhli Be Igra, apparently, they were all sitting on the roofs of Yerushalayim, and eating the Korban Pesach, and singing the Hallel, and dancing, and so on, and that was it. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe the Akhli Barav Amri Be'igra. Maybe they ate down on the ground, and then they went up to the roofs to sing. Any, but it's not him. After you're not a Pesach Afikoman, you're not allowed to move your place. So after you finished eating the Korban Pesach, how could you go ahead now and make another chabura to have what? That's a cocktail hour with Hallel. You can't do that. That means shelo yeakru mi chabura la chabura. Ah, but that's only for cocktail hour. No kasha. Kan b'sha'at achila. Kan shelo b'sha'at achila. Maybe it were two different things. There was a kriyat hallel, fine, that's the Haggadah shel Pesach. But maybe after eating, was happy time. Happy hours. For happy hours, they went up to the room.
Happy hour.
The third cup of wine is one.
What's that?
The third cup of
wine.
That's what I say. It's on the house.
But that's very good. Very good. Barnea would have been proud. It's great. Sharnikna is in Barnea's neighborhood. Okay, very good. Okay, one third of the way down. Rapid review. Matrix. Avish yet Sabik Satov Techad Mokum Shemagila, it's in the Kolefa Shemagila Perk the Hotech, the Armored Avishain, a Love Kizaipa, Saba Mokum Zavish, a Love Kizaipa Mokomacher and Bomishum Shurata Etzen, Lamali the Kolefa Shemagila Perk the Hotech, Nikol Fayport of the Dipre, Abayo Mishum Peka, Ravino Amar the Kulit. It's not out, I'm a people, but no time at a minute. I had I am Ravunum of Kisakaram, Nehashtekuna. וכלומר בפני הצלקונה, מה מתני הפיגול ומה מתני הנותר? מה מתני הפיגול משום חשתקונה? מה מתני הנותר? Mishum Atzleikunah, too lazy to finish up. By the way, I should have said this before. The parts is Atzleikunah, too lazy to eat up on time, and therefore it was left behind. From the Rambam, the Mashma'ut is, Atzleikunah, they don't want to burn all notar separately. So they wait until they get a whole big pile, so they're too lazy to burn it. And because of that, it would end up lying around. Maybe somebody would be nirshal in it, so they would go Zertuma to make sure that it would be burned as rapidly as it was discovered. And this is the Gemara Tubat Starim. Tubat Starim lo matamia. What about according to Ravina Damar Chiburi Yochel Lav Chiburu Kamada Mifrati Dami Ma'ikal Meimer Hakanagi Bada Vivek Matamia. Ella will have to say Lamad Matti Kizayt Alet Ben Kizayt Lamad Matti Kibetz Alet Ben Kizbe Kibetz. Toshva Motzi Bisar Pesach Mechabura Lachabura Afa Bishuvalot Aset Tohor My Lach Tohor Viasur Viotzi Mechabura Lachabura Kiyotzi Chutzul Bechitza Dami. And nonetheless it's Mifsal and still Katarim Tohor. Alma logas ruah banan tuma. No, maybe tohor means tohor mutar. Maybe yotzi mechabura lachabura lafki yotzi chutz b'chutzot tadami. V'lo mivsa. What do you mean? V'al katani seifa ho'uklo areze v'lo taaseh. So now, bishrei melamad yam kibetza, you could say eat bekizayit for isur. V'let bekibetza for tuma. Elo lamad yam kizayit ma'ikel ameima. Elo, the truth is biyotzi bepesach we never mean to be boil unto logos or banan tuma. My time of bnei chaburaz rizine and this is a yiribe. Elo kiko mi boil biyotzi bekodashim my take. Motzi basar pesach mi chaburah lachaburah minayin Tanya lo tetzi min abay min abasar chutz. Hey, nehelo bibayit labayit mechabura lachabura minayin tabal omer chutz. Chutz lechilato. Omer abami amat sipsar pesach mechabura lachabura ino chayav ad shiyamiyach. Hotzaach tivba kishabat. Ma shabat ad avid akira vanacha. Avachinami ad avid akira vanacha. Mad grababa bar mam. Ala yesov limotan bimotot. Arishonim yatsu chutz chomat azara. Vaacharonim lo yatsu. Arishonim mitamim begadim. Acharonim in mitamim begadim. Vaholo nach. ומוטיב לו ומפרק לו ונגררים. עבר שיצא מקצת החותך עד שמגיע לעצם וכל איפה שמגיע לפרק וחותך, ומקודשים קוצץ בקופית שאין בו בשום שבירת העצר. מן האגף לפנים כלפנים, מן האגף לחוץ כלחוץ, החלונות ואובי החומה כלפנים. עומר רבי יונה מראה וכן לתפילה פלג רבי שובן לוי דומר רבי שובן לוי, אפילו מחיצה שברזל היא המפסקת בין ישראל למירים שבשמיים. Back to the Mishnah, הגוף הקש, עמד מן האגף לפנים כלפנים, משמע האגף עצמו כלחוץ. And then you say מן האגף לחוץ כלחוץ, משמע האגף עצמו כלפנים. לא קשה. כאן בשערי עזרה, כאן בשערי ירושלים. דיון לשוב ברד. יצר בני מה לא נלחצו שערי ירושלים, מפני שמצורעים מגינים תחתיהם בחמה ובחמה, ובגשמים מפני הגשמים. ויאמר רב שמעון בר רבי יצחק מבני מה לא נתקדשה שער נקנור, מפני שמצורעים עומדים שם ומכניסים בעונות ידם. חלונות ואוויח אמר רב גדין ועליות לא נתקדש. איני ואמר רב משום רבי חייא, כי זה תפיס ולביא לפוק האיגרא, מה אליו ביאחלי באיגרא ואמרי באיגרא. לא, ביאחלי בערא ואמרי באיגרא. In which case you'll have to say that כי זה תפיס, there's only a reason why there was a lot of people that were ready to say the hallow there. Otherwise it's irrelevant since they weren't on the roof. איני ותן, אם מפתיר נחר הפסק, פסח אפיקומן ואמריו שלא יהיה עקוד מחבורה לחבורה, לא כאן שכאן בשעת אכילה, כאן שלא בשעת אכילה.